When I met with Sadiq Khan, he was visiting youngsters at Croydon College, many of whom are looking to buy or rent their first property. Speaking about his childhood, he told students his story should be an inspiration to those struggling to get on the housing ladder.
You can go from a council estate to run a little business, to be a transport minister, to now run for mayor. That's the story of London. You work hard, you get a helping hand. My point is this, there is no helping hand now.
Mr. Khan lays the blame for the housing crisis at current Mayor Boris Johnson's feet.
Boris Johnson defines an affordable home as one that costs 80% of market value. Zach Goldsmith defines an affordable home as one costing £450,000. According to Shelter, you need an annual salary of £77,000 to qualify and a deposit of £98,000.
But what would Labour do?
My definition of a genuinely affordable home is either where you pay a social rent, a council home, and or where you pay a London living rent. London living rent is going to be a third of average local earnings. So if in Croydon, for example, the average earnings were £2,100, the London living rent will be £700. And or my genuinely affordable homes will be shared ownership, part buy, part rent. We've modelled homes in zones 3 to 6, and we think you could have a deposit of £5,200 and part rent element of £400.
I queried Mr. Khan's previous claims that Transport for London owns land 16 times the size of Hyde Park, which it could offload for housing.
I definitely stand by the amount of land Transport for London owns. And I'm not surprised Transport for London are nervous about a mayor who's going to make them raise their game. Hong Kong's Transport Authority raises more money through clever use of property than by fares. Why is TfL not doing that? I'm going to use some of that land, keep the freehold of the land, use some of the land to build genuinely affordable homes for Londoners. This is public land.
It's clear that Sadiq Khan has no queries about what he's going to do, but stay tuned tomorrow to hear how Green Party candidate Sean Berry would do it differently.